A Prayer for Submission by Dr. Neil T. Anderson. Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every human institution. 1 Peter 2:13. The world system in which we were raised says that you are nothing, so compete, scheme, achieve, and strive to get ahead. The Bible teaches that you are something, so be submissive. Here's how Peter said it. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. For once you were not a people, but now you are a people of God. You had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. 1 Peter 2, 9-10. Only after that affirmation of us being the people of God does Peter say, submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every human institution, verse 13, and servants, be submissive to your masters, verse 18. He even relates it to the home. In the same way, you wives, be submissive to your own husbands, 1 Peter 3:1. Submission is not a dirty word. It's a liberating word. We are all under God's protective authority, and we can only be free if we seek it and submit to it. Coming under authority is your protection. Living free is your opportunity to be all that God created you to be. There are two types of people who will never live up to their potential in Christ. Those who can't do what they are told to do, and those who won't do anything unless they are told. Don't wait to be told what you are already free to do. Step out in faith and live up to your potential in Christ. You can bring light into a dark world if you will allow Christ to shine through you. You don't need a greater position. Bloom where you are planted. Stop waiting for the big opportunity and seize the one you have. Someone in your world of influence desperately needs what Christ can do through you. Lord, forgive me for my rebellious spirit. Teach me to be submissive and respectful to those in authority over me. Help me be a light in our dark world. Let Christ shine through me. Give me eyes to see and ears to hear those around me who need your gospel truth. Thank you for your great love and tender mercy toward me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Has fear stolen your peace? I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, helping you fight your fears and grow your faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.